Ain't nothing like fishing on a nice Friday evening.
Whoa, a weird looking fish.
Oh, hey, what are you guys doing here? Shouldn't you be like watching a podcast or something?
Welcome back to the Simpleton Review. We are glad you're here this week. Yeah, they're all laughing at me because I'm starting it really weird. This week we are reviewing Palm Springs. Palm Springs is a movie with Andy Samberg and Kristen Moliotti, I think is how you say her name, and J.K. Simmons. Woohoo! He's one of my favorite dudes. It is a 2020 film. They're stuck in a time loop. Two wedding guests develop a budding romance while living the same day over and over again. It is Groundhog Day for the 21st century. And did we like it? Well, let's find out. Lemuel, did you like it?
I thought it was a very interesting take on the idea of Groundhog Day. I thought it was cool that you could introduce new people into the time loop that like would now recognize that they are a part of this. Mm-hmm. I thought it was kind of a funny idea. I loved J.K. Simmons' role in this movie. I thought he was easily the best character.
Mm-hmm. He usually is.
That's fair. I thought it was fun. I kind of read like the description of it before I watched it, mm-hmm. but was still very confused as to like who was living in the time loop. I was confused as to why Samberg was dressed for a luau during the wedding and then gave this crazy speech. But otherwise, I thought it was a lot of fun. Just good, goofy time. A little on the racy side. So, you know, if you have kids or if you're under 18,
yeah,
maybe chill.
Yeah, probably not the best movie to show to young audiences. You know, younger than 17 or 16 would probably not be good. I mean, it's all played for laughs. It's nothing incredibly. They don't show like full frontal anything like that, but they do highly, highly suggest what's going on in a few places. Let's just say it that way. Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good movie. It had an interesting idea to it. Of course, it still deals with the same kind of you know, subject matter that Groundhog Day did. So really, in some senses, there wasn't anything new there. But I thought I really did like Kristen Milioti's performance in this movie. I thought she was the one that really made it. Andy Samberg is Andy Samberg. He's Andy Samberg in every movie he's in. He's not bad. Don't get me wrong. He's not bad, but he's just Andy Samberg, you know? Andy Samberg plays Andy Samberg. That's what he does. But Kristen I don't know how to say her name. Kristen Milioti. She made this movie, man. She had some really, really, just the look on her face and the acting she did with the facial expressions she had, I thought was really impressive. And yeah, the idea of introducing new people, like you end up having to wonder, okay, was that old lady that, you know, said, hey, that's a great speech, best speech I ever heard, was she part of the time loop?
Yeah,
that's a good I don't know, but it was an interesting movie. I don't really know what else to say about it besides that. I'll just hand it over to Charlie. How about you?
I thought it was a few good laughs. Uh-huh. It wasn't usually a movie that I'd go out and watch. Mm-hmm. I went into it blind, so that way I wouldn't be. So that way I can kind of enjoy the plot twists and everything. So watching it and like, okay, so let's quickly go on into a. You know, it didn't like give you the idea of the repeat for quite a while.
Yeah.
And so you just see this guy acting all. You know, he's being nonchalant. It kind of reminds me of the scene in Office Space where the guy finally like. Besides, I just don't need to pay bills or anything.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of mentality. And it's like, oh, these things just don't matter.
Right.
And, you know, I did kind of like the moral of the story is like, we can be crappy people. We can be really awful to each other. And it's like, you really need to take stock and live every day.
Yeah.
And even if you, even if it's on repeat and you're stuck in repeat, it's like you have to live every day. And so, yeah, it was good fun. One that I'd watch, probably wouldn't watch it again or anything, but
yeah,
but it was okay.
Yeah, I agree. I probably wouldn't watch it again either. Now, Groundhog Day was unique when it came out, and I've watched it more than once, and I will probably watch it again in the future. It's Groundhog Day. It's Bill Murray. What do you do? It's starting.
Bill Murray. Yeah, it's a classic.
Right. It's starting to feel a little dated, but it's still a really good movie. This movie is good. I'm not saying it's bad by any means, but to me, I could have done without a lot of the racy stuff that was in it. You could have done it without so much, like, it felt obligatory to me. You know, I don't know. It just kind of the way it did. Absolutely. You know, but the storyline was really good.
I did laugh when the gal fell out of the back of the car. That was good. I was like, probably the most laughter I got out of it was when she fell out of the back of the car. She just kind of smiles and drives on.
Yeah. That was good. I enjoyed.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
I enjoyed the talk that the J.K. Simmons character and Andy Samberg character had at his house. I thought that was really good. I just loved. The content, the deep content, the funny content, and the fact that he ends up killing him in the garbage can at the very end was really funny too. That's all I'm gonna say. Look, they die over and over again. It doesn't matter. If you watch the preview or the trailer, I'm not telling you anything.
Well, I've done suicide a lot of times.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's about all I got to say. Who wants to go first? Let's give us your rating. Lemuel, go first. What's your rating for this movie?
I gave it a 3.5 out of 5. I enjoyed it. I think it's worth a watch, especially if you're older than 18, like we've kind of said. I liked the kind of moral that they kind of gave, where like a lot of content we've been watching, or I've been watching, sometimes it feels like, oh, like it doesn't matter as much, like just kind of live your life. But this was a little bit more like, no, you should be more intentional with the things you do, because the things you do will hurt others. Mm-hmm. So at least keep that in mind.
Yeah,
and yourself. So I thought that was a cool idea. I was kind of thinking that it felt like a little bit of an homage to some of the like earlier 2000s, like rom-com type movies, you know? So I thought that was kind of a cool idea too.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I was happy that, I was worried that they were going to leave the J.K. Simmons character in the time loop. The girl was nice enough to call him and tell him what was going on. That's all I'm going to say. You can find out the rest. That was a spoiler, by the way. You're welcome. Charlie, what about you?
You know, it was okay, but I'm probably going to go with a 2.5. It's just, it's kind of like, it's one of those I'd watch one time. It was funny. Not necessarily something I would have gone and sought out. But yeah,
very definitely.
It was a good watch.
Okay, I'm going to drop a 3 on this one. It's okay. Yeah, it's. I mean, look, I'm not sad that I watched it. It's not the worst movie I've ever seen. So a 3 from me for Palm Springs. Lemuel gave it a good old 3.5, and Charlie gave it a 2.5. Go watch it. Tell us what you think. Leave us a message in the comments to tell us what you thought of Palm Springs. You can find it on Hulu, I believe, is the only place you can find it. I think it was a made-for-Hulu movie.
Yeah.
So go check it out on Hulu if you have access to Hulu, and let us know in the comments what you think. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks so much for joining us here this week at The Simpleton Review. You can find us, as I say every week, at thesimpletonreview.com for all things Simpleton. You can check out our videos, our podcast, our merch, and sign up for our Patreon page. You would be the first to do so. That's how much we're loved. I'm just saying. Well, that's it for this week. We hope to see you guys next week here at The Simpleton Review. Thanks so much. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.